I have to say that they were very, very impressive. 19 points from play, I think, in total, and 11 in each half. And very, very well conditioned and very strong, moving the ball very quickly. I suppose an awful lot of hunger within the group as well. You know, I was at the semi-final last year and the quarter final, actually, and against Tyrone and Cork. And they were very unlucky not to get over the line against Cork last year, and I presume that the thinking in Dublin at the minute is that they're, you know, they're going to try and right that wrong and get to the final at least, and that'll be progress again for them, you know. But yeah. And I suppose obviously when they get that far, they want to try and win it, but they seem to be on a mission, you know, looking at them. But at the same time, from our own perspective, we're happy to be there as well, you know, and we feel that we've earned the right there now to take them on in the semi-final. And again, it's a big opportunity for our group of players to suppose play one of the best teams in the country, if not maybe the best form team in the country at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, based on the league and the championship. So you know, it's a great opportunity for our boys to go into, I suppose, a packed Croke Park, you'd have to imagine, to sample that atmosphere and play against one of the best teams and see how we fare.
Yeah. Just briefly, Jim, run us through the next 3 weeks. You're getting the boys back together again on Tuesday. I mean, a lot of them have been round for a long time, so they understand the sort of commitment that's needed now for these 3 weeks leading up to this game. Will you be doing an awful lot of work with them, or will it just be a fine-tuning job?
No, we'll probably work hard again, all right, Charlie. You know, obviously, you know, you're at the business end of the championship now, the All-Ireland Series. We're in the semi-final. You know, you're coming up against the best teams in the country and in all levels, and we're looking at a situation where we have to be ready for that, you know. And we have worked very hard all year, and we have a 3 week break now, so we'll be hoping to work probably very hard for the next 2 weeks, and then in the final week then taper down and prepare for the game as best we can.